than a door to deal. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other, but to her brother this he said: I think our servant courts our sister, I think they have a mind to wed. I'll put an end to all their courtship, I'll send him silent to his grave. They asked him to go a hunting without any fear or strife, and these two bold and wicked villains, they took away this young man's life. And in the ditch there was no water, where only bush and briars grew. They could not hide the blood, so in the ditch his body they threw. When they returned home from hunting, she asked for her young servant man. I ask because I see you whisper, so brothers tell me if you can. Oh sister, you do offend me, because you examine me. We've left him where we've been a-hunting, no more of him we could not see. As she lay dreaming on her pillow, she thought she saw her heart's delight. By her bedside as she lay weeping, he was dressed in his bloody coat. Don't weep for me, my dearest jewel, don't weep for me, nor care nor pine. For your two brothers kill me cruelly, in such a place you may me find.
Upon her, and whom she was obliged to.